Can you feel it, Sleuths? The days are getting warmer and spring has officially sprung, which means spring break is here. Which, for the older folk, that basically means people are going outside, they're staying outside, and they are staying out way longer. But the thing is, who wants to deal with those post-party struggles? I know I don't. I mean, I quite literally and physically can't at this stage in my life. And that's where my spring break essential comes in, which is Taste Salud. Say goodbye to the Sunday scaries with Taste Salud's hydrating drink mixes. Listen, I started my spring break a little bit early last weekend when my best friend Allie came to town. And we had a night or two on the town, and how I felt, honestly, come Monday morning was better than any spring break party you can imagine. And that is a rare occurrence for me and has only started happening since I've started drinking Taste Salud religiously. Because unlike those big name brands we all know, Salud knocks it out of the park with their one-of-a-kind flavors. I'm drinking one right now. And no, it's not because I plan on drinking any kind of alcohol, but just because I'm trying to get hydrated and energized. I'm obviously drinking the horchata flavor, but you get to enjoy flavors like cucumber lime, hibiscus, and they even have mocktails now. Say hello to Paloma and strawberry margarita. Filled with electrolytes and vitamins that support hydration and boost immunity with less sugar. I'm talking only 1 gram of sugar per stick. This is exactly what you need to get your Sunday fun day going, regardless of what the rest of the day entails. And here's the best part. They're sharing the love with all of my listeners. Enjoy 10% off your first purchase with the code SOFIA10 at checkout. That's SOFIA and the number 10 at TasteSalud.com. Cheers to health this spring break season with Taste Salud.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sophia Franklin, and you are listening to Sophia with an F, but I think I'm in the mood for a quickie. What do you think? You gotta stop operating from that headspace. You are stunning. You are gorgeous. Say it. Positive affirmations. Write it in lipstick on your mirror and say it out loud every morning. So, I am gonna jump into SOS Save Our Sleuths questions that you guys write in. One of these questions was from today. So I felt called. You know, this is my calling, and I grabbed that microphone and I sat my ass down in the studio. I'm actually on set, which, as you guys know, for the minis is just my bedroom. But let's jump into SOS, my favorite people, because it's cozy vibes, and you guys wrote in some great shit, and this slew, we need to help her, and we need to help her ASAP, because her situation is dire. All right, question number one. Do you think it's normal to be in a long-term relationship and at some point feel like you fell out of love with the person, but still want the relationship to work? Would I basically have to meet the person all over again and do things to reignite the spark? Or do you think the relationship is over? So, great question, by the way. Great, great question. I think every single person that's married asks themselves this on a regular basis. So, just like with everything in life, nothing is stagnant. Everything ebbs and flows. And I've learned a lot about this in meditation. Your feelings are there now and they will be gone later. Everything in your life, and it can be a depressing thing or it can be an extremely empowering thing. This scary, horrible feeling will go. This incredible, amazing moment will also go. So I need to savor it. But when it comes to love, this same rule applies, okay? And I like to call what this Lou is going through a love shift, because you're not going to stay in the honeymoon phase forever. And I mean, damn, I will be obsessed in love with someone and 2 days later be like, I can't stand you. Like, get out of my house. So I feel you, baby girl, and you're in this long term, which is, I want to say, like, the expected thing to happen. Your love, let me clarify, you love this man. Are you in lust? Do you have butterflies? Do you want to jump him and fuck his brains out? Maybe not so much, but you love him. You're just not feeling that, like, honeymoon, oh my God, I want to be with you for the rest of my life. Like, you're just not feeling that right now. But you want to stay in the relationship. I think there's a really good chance that you didn't fall out of love with this person. You are just not feeling him right now. And the great news is that shit can switch and flip in any time. And you can find yourself reinvigorated and re-sparked and all the re's back head over heels in love with him. Now, the same is true for homeboy. I think within a relationship, the love for one another, it's like a seesaw. You might be super into him 1 second, he might be into you 1 second, and then the same is true for the opposite. You might be feeling obsessed with him and he's not feeling it as much, or vice versa. And so all I want to say, I'm going to wrap this up, is stick it out a couple to a few months and see if something changes. And if you find yourself after trying new things and going on dates again and having alone time again and maybe go on vacation somewhere or just doing something to reignite that spark, giving him a Viagra, and you make sure that you are horny as fuck, you had porn on for an hour and now you guys are gonna have sex, just do some things to reignite that spark. There's a million things. I could do an episode about it. And if months go by and nothing has changed, then maybe you really need to end the relationship. Your question about, would I basically have to meet the person all over again? Okay, well, I don't know, like, if there's some kind of breakthrough science that happened. I don't know how you're gonna, like, meet him again. I don't really know how that would work. But I don't think the relationship is necessarily over, and just don't jump ship. Give it a little and then jump ship. Also, ask him about it. Ask him how he feels. I think that's always really important, because usually if one person isn't happy, then maybe the other person isn't happy either. Just get a pulse on how he's feeling, because he might come at you with the same thing. He might be like, I am so bored of your ass. You never know. So that's my advice. All right, moving on. Question number two. I just moved to NYC. Congrats, girl. And I'm looking for a career change. How do you recommend I network myself to become a personal assistant? Interesting. Did I or did I not just post a looking to hire a personal assistant on my Instagram story the other day? Yeah, I think I did. You are slick, my friend. You are a slick sleuth. I'm not hiring anymore. I love how this girl's like, wait, I'm talking about, I don't know, a CEO of a Fortune 500 company, not you, Sophia. But I think this was like her way of saying, like, I'm trying to be your personal assistant for sure. No question about it. You could just be upfront next time. Just say, I'm a huge fan. I would like to be your personal assistant. That was a joke. I got to add an LOL to things these days. Okay. I have the best advice for this question. I've learned that when trying to land your dream job, it's the unconventional way that's going to get you there. I wish so badly that when I was fresh out of college, spending countless hours applying to random job postings, that I would have known this, because you know what? None of those materialized. None. The college HR department or whatever help you find a career after you graduate shit, they didn't help. It's the unconventional shit. And let me explain, okay? The cold call is really where it's at. Step one, find someone you admire. Say you're into interior design and you're scrolling and you come across a page that really, really speaks to you. And this particular designer is like who you want to be when you grow up. Okay. Step two is to reach out to this person directly. And when I say directly, you don't ask them if they're hiring. You don't go and look at the establishment they work at or the brand and see if there's any job postings. No, you absolutely don't do that. You let them know that whether they're hiring or not, you are ready to work because you admire what they do so much. And if you can't work and get paid, then you are ready to just show up and learn from them. I know people are going to say, okay, well, I need to make fucking money. And I understand that totally. You can still do this. And you will intern after your job. And next thing you know, you're working for them full time as their personal assistant. Step three, how to reach out. How do you reach out to this person? You're not hitting them up on LinkedIn. That's where everyone's trying to do this shit, okay? I had a professor who wrote my thesis on the whiteboard for a class of 100 people to teach them what a thesis was. And I hit that bitch up after the fact and no response. So that was cool. Anyways, how to reach out unconventionally. You message them on all social platforms. You Google search the fuck out of them until you find a direct contact of some kind. You show up to their headquarters unannounced. Like, you do whatever it takes because you are there to show them how serious you are about working for them. And just a little side note, make sure you've done your research. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't just show up and be like, I'm obsessed with you, like a stalker. Show up and show that you have done extensive research on the person. You know what they're about. You speak to what you know will resonate with them. And then you give them some ideas of your own. Maybe not so much how to like make the business better, unless it is said in a very diplomatic, tied up, wrapped up in a bow kind of way. But you guys get what I'm saying. Make it known to them that it makes sense for them to have you around. And if that sounds like too crazy, like if you think like, I'm not fucking doing that, that sounds insane. That was my reaction when I was younger and my mom was telling me to like do these unconventional out of the box things to get a job. If you are feeling that way, or if you are feeling like, okay, well, maybe I've done that already and it hasn't worked out for me, let me tell you this. The majority of people that I've had work for me, I have hired because they DM'd me, not when I had a job posting up, just DM'd me out of the blue, let me know how badly they want to work for me, let me know how fucking incredible and talented I am, and let me know that they were hungry for it. And that coming in when I'm not even looking for someone just makes it 10 times more likely that you do get hired. That's a crazy kind of concept right there. And, you know, sometimes several DMs is what it took. But that is how a lot of my team has manifested. So there you go, sweetheart. If you're like me and your CD organizer was filled with, now that's what I call discs, and illegally downloaded music you got off of LimeWire, which left 97,000 viruses on the home computer, you are a millennial. And if you're a millennial, it's time to add Clarins Multi-Active Cream to your daily routine. I know the new kids have been obsessed with skincare since they were 4 years old, but we had a real childhood and some of us may be a little bit late to the game, and that's okay. The good news is Europe's number one skincare line has a solution you can trust. Rooted in nature and innovated in science, Clarins has a long-standing reputation for creating industry-first, plant-forward products. Clarins Multi-Active Cream has been clinically proven to target the first visible signs of aging by smoothing lines and wrinkles, refining pores, evening tone and texture, and strengthening the skin's moisture barrier. AKA all really good things. I've been using Clarins Multi-Active Cream for about a month now, and I swear, not only does my skin feel amazing, but I can actually see a difference. It really looks like I'm getting, I don't know, the recommended amount of sleep that the normal human requires. Yay! And fortunately for you, you don't have to fly across the world to get it. Clarins Multi-Active Cream is available online now. Go to clarins.com/Sophia and get Multi-Active Day-Night Cream for 10% off, a free welcome gift, plus free shipping on your first order. That's clarins.com/Sophia with promo code Sophia. clarins.com/Sophia with promo code Sophia. Question number three, is being a virgin in your late 20s really unattractive to men? I grew up kind of ugly and was ugly well into my adult life, so I never had the confidence to have sex. And now that I'm 26 and decent looking, is it too late? Okay, girly pop. It is never too late unless you're trying to date Leonardo DiCaprio, but the fact that you are a virgin, no matter how old you are, is fortunately, unfortunately, a big green flag, boner alert, and this girl is marriage material for guys. That is how they interpret it. you're still living in your ugly girl phase. And even you saying, like, now that I'm decent looking, you got to stop operating from that headspace. You are stunning. You are gorgeous. Say it. Positive affirmations. Write it in lipstick on your mirror and say it out loud every morning. You got to stop operating from that headspace and operate from the headspace of, I am hot. I have way more to offer than my looks, which is my virgin ass pussy. That was a really funny joke, but excuse me. Guys love it. And guys love it. And just to prove it to you, I called this guy who, you know, we have an interesting dynamic. Like, I kind of have a crush on him, but like, he's unavailable, but then whatever. And I asked him how he feels about a girl being a virgin. And he said, there's nothing more attractive than knowing that your girl has been touched by no one. Let that sink in. So, baby girl, your worries about being a virgin are just, they're not right. They're just wrong. And my only concern for you is that you may find yourself in a situation with guys that they like fetishize that. And that's like, you know, their big reason as to why they are pursuing you. Don't let that be the reason why. I would actually hold that information back until you guys get to know each other a little bit. But no, baby, you're a prize. And it's not just your pussy, your virgin pussy that's a prize. It's you, baby girl. Hopefully you hear this in time. And with that, sleuths, I love you so much. And I will talk to you next week. Bye.